My name is Ehud Soriano. I'm an olive oil consultant and the head of the Israeli tasting panel. And I'm going to talk with you a little bit about olive oil and health, and what is olive oil, and what are the categories of olive oil. So we will start with a short preview, just to bring us into the same issue. So 6,000 BC, it was the first domestication of olive oil. It is probably the first tree to be domesticated. There are, in the Galilee in Israel, there are evidences of olive oil inside pottery, taking us back to this time. It's before people set in cities. It's before most of what we eat now was existed in a domesticated function. Olive oil is among the first things to be domesticated. Olive oil is extracted solely from the pulp. It's very important because in order to extract oil from the grain, from the seed, we need to put a lot of energy, and this energy creates heat. So if I want to make sunflower oil, I cannot make it the same way we do olive oil, because there won't be any oil. I need to put a lot of energy in order to extract oil from a sunflower seed, or I don't know, any other soybean seed, or any other thing you can take, rapeseed, for example, the same thing. Okay, so olive oil is from the pulp, from the flesh. Okay, it's, you don't need to put so much energy. You can do it without heating. Okay, but the drawback is that you get less oil. It's not very productive. Okay, and it's not very efficient to make olive oil. This is why it's so expensive, because we're not extracting 100% of the oil we could have. So, olive oil was domesticated in the Mediterranean, and till now, the Mediterranean is the center of olive oil. I think 98%, 97% of the world production is in the Mediterranean countries, all around, from Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, all the way to Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, then Greece, Italy, Portugal, and Spain. All of them are growing and manufacturing olive oil. It's been there for centuries. It's part of the culture. It was, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, it was used in shrines. The olive tree and the olive oil is used in every aspect of the Mediterranean life. So what is a virgin olive oil? When we see it on the market, we see extra virgin or virgin olive oil. What's a virgin olive oil? So it's an olive oil obtained solely by mechanical means with no chemical additives. This is very important. With no chemical additives, because once we are treating and extracting oil by chemical means, this chemical means is refining, okay? And the only way to make virgin olive oil is by mechanical means, in an olive mill with a centrifuge or a stone or a press, but with no chemical additives. This virgin oil made by mechanical means in an olive mill is called cold press. So when you see cold press on the bottle or on the can, you can be sure this oil is really from the pulp, not from the grain. What inside olive oil? So 99 to 98% is glycerin. Glycerin is fat. So most of the olive oil is oil, basically, and only 2% are the minor components. When we are talking about health in olive oil, we're talking about taste, of olive oil, we're talking about these two minor percent, and sorry, 2%, these minor components. These 2% give us the taste, they give us the scent, they give us the volatile compounds, they give us the health components, that without them, an olive oil is just like any other oil. So, this is the oil fraction, the 98%, and all the others. We have tocopherols, which are vitamins E, for example, phytosterols, which are really important because they are much more stabilized than cholesterol, meaning when we eat food rich with phytosterols, we actually make our body more resist to oxidation of cholesterol. Triterpenes and pigments, polyphenols, which are really important, they are highly efficient antioxidants. Phospholipids, which are really important in the membrane of the cell. And flavors and aromas, of course, and squalene, which is another fabulous component inside of it that we'll talk about it later. So, this figure is about different compositions of oils, and you can see this is olive oil. We have a lot of monounsaturated fatty acid and few from the saturated and the polyunsaturated acid. This composition of oil is the best composition for the human body. This is why olive oil is so good for us, because our body can work with this composition best. When we talk about other seed oils, our body cannot process them as good as it does with olive oil. And most of the diseases of the West world, cancer, Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, obesity, are all caused mainly by vegetable oils, which have a different composition of fat. So, olive oil has a direct effect on preventing different types of cancer because of the polyphenols, the strong antioxidants inside the oil. Some of them are unique to olive oil. Olive oil has very, very strong antioxidants, and some of them you can find only in olive oil. For example, oleuropein, but others. Type B diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, bad cholesterol, obesity, osteoporosis, and atherosclerosis, brain cognitive deterioration, and dementia. All being prevented and proved to be prevented by olive oil. And please remember, this is a partial list, because I can talk about things that olive oil prevent, like diseases, all day, but you need to see some other stuff here too. So, what we are before that, I was talking about polyphenols, I was talking about vitamin E. Vitamin E is very important. It strengthens the roots of the hair, prevent them from oxidized. It's also very good for the skin. We have squalene, what I was talking about earlier. Squalene is a kind of a magical component inside olive oil. It actually works as a natural sunscreen for the skin. So when you use olive oil, we get a lot of squalene. By the way, the other main source of squalene in nature are sharks. So basically, most of the squalene is now extracted from olive oil. And what about heating? Well, heating olive oil is something that has a lot of misconceptions and disinformation. Some people think it's the best thing to heat, to cook with olive oil and to fry with olive oil. Well, some others might think that it's poisonous, and well, it's a bad thing to do that. And of course, many researchers have dealt with this issue, and this topic throughout the 10 years, maybe more. There are hundreds of researches made only on this topic. Is it good or bad to heat olive oil, to cook with it? And the conclusion is definitive. The conclusion is 100%. It's the best oil to cook with, the best one. And the reason is that when we talk about heating oils, any kind of oils, we can if we talk about sunflower oil, olive oil, soybean oil, corn oil, it doesn't matter which oil, even an engine oil, when we heat it, there are some materials that starting to occur inside the oil. Those materials, those components, well, are not good for us. The thing is that in olive oil, there are components that stop this deterioration of olive oil, for example, of the oil. For example, the polyphenols, the squalene, the vitamin E, they are all preventing this oxidation of the oil. In refined oils, we don't have these materials because refined oil is pure oil, pure fat, pure unsaturated fat mostly, but it's pure fat, and we have nothing that stop this oxidation. This is why when you heat olive oil, when you cook with olive oil, we are actually preventing our body from getting this poisonous material. That's something that we cannot achieve when we are using refined oil. So next time you cook an omelet, you fry an omelet, or I don't know, cook something, the best option is olive oil. So, and with that said, thank you very much for your attention.